My dearest Cotton, since your graduation from Harvard at age 16, I have become increasingly vexed that English masters are not doing their job of looking after African slaves and children, whose souls are as white and good as those of other nations, yet destroyed for lack of knowledge. An opportunity is in our hands for all who have any Negroes in our houses. Whether we may not be the happy instruments of converting the blackest cases of blindness and baseness into admirable candidates of eternal blessedness. This opportunity must not be lost if we have any concern for souls, our own or others. I have heard that the Religious Society of Negroes there in Boston has agreed to be counseled by someone wise and of English descent, and not to afford shelter to anyone who has run away from their masters. The Africans' gross bestiality and rudeness of manner, the variety and strangeness of their languages, and the weakness and shallowness of their minds render it almost impossible to make any progress in their conversion. They are better fed, better clothed, and better managed by far than they would be if they were their own men. They must not be allowed to partake in evil and make themselves infinitely blacker than they are already. But by obeying, their souls will be washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Furthermore, it cannot be disputed that the Christianized servant will always be more profitable to his master. My dearest son, then, let us make a trial. Whether they that have been scorched and blackened by the sun of Africa may not come to have their minds healed by the more benign beams of the sun of righteousness. God will be with you. I am persuaded he will. And with that persuasion, I subscribe myself, your faithful mother and devoted servant, Maria Mather.